You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Hi there, and welcome to the second of our two-part series featuring the Tamir Hendelman Trio from Los Angeles. For this episode of Jam Live, we hit the road and visited the Yukon Arts Center in Whitehorse, Yukon, where the jazz trio rendered a breathtaking performance before a live audience. Tamir was born in Tel Aviv, Israel, and began his keyboard studies at the age of six. In 1984, his family moved to the U.S., where this very talented young man further developed his musical skills. At the age of 14, he won Yamaha's National Keyboard Competition and followed this accomplishment with stellar performances in Japan and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. He earned a Bachelor of Music Composition degree in 1993 and became the youngest musical director for the Lovewell Institute, a nonprofit organization in the U.S. dedicated to arts education. Tamir has been in steady demand as educator, pianist, and arranger, touring the U.S., Europe, and Asia, performing with the likes of Barbara Streisand, Natalie Cole, James Moody, Gladys Knight, John Pizzarelli, and Quincy Jones. In addition to his solo career, Tamir has been a member of the Jeff Hamilton Trio and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra since the early 2000s. He visited the Yukon with his own trio, with Alex Franks on upright bass and Dean Koba on drums. The trio explores jazz standards, Brazilian music, blues, and his Israeli roots. Listening to Tamir performing that evening, I was reminded of the late, great Canadian piano legend Oscar Peterson. A clue of what we are about to experience revealed itself during the unusual setup for this event, in which Tamir faces the audience and his back is turned to his band members. The guessing game stopped when someone said, "This is the Oscar Peterson configuration." While Tamir did not reference Oscar Peterson during the concert, Mr. Peterson certainly had a favorable impression of Tamir. Here is a quote from the Oscar Peterson's personal online journal about Tamir. "I must take a moment to single out some wonderful and creative solo segments by a young pianist named Tamir Hendelman. It was a satisfying but strange feeling to hear a new young voice make some exhilarating and thoughtful solos in the spaces that I used to occupy in those pieces. I look forward to hearing more from him." Ladies and gentlemen, the Tamir Hendelman Trio.
Tonight has a really special feel. You know, one of the things we enjoy is just seeing how the audience is different from night to night. And it's kind of fun to involve the audience and to think of them as like your fellow bandmates in a certain way, like the way that you react and so on. And tonight feels really nice and light and relaxed. And so thank you for being such great listeners and for enjoying the music. We're going to start this next set with a song that it's one of those songs from musicals that a lot of jazz musicians have adapted and made their own, and this is one I really like. It's called "On the Street Where You Live." Thank you. So one of my favorite musicians is Miles Davis. And sometimes when people ask me, you know, which pianists did you most like or be influenced by, I think, you know, it's not always a pianist. It can be a trumpet player, it can be a poet, it can be an actor, whatever. It's
Gershwin.
Expression. Gershwin, yeah, why not, you know? So Miles, he kind of changed the sound of jazz a few times in his career, but one of the earliest incarnations of his group was his first quintet, and they made a few recordings by the names of things like Relaxin', Cookin', things like this. And one of those recordings had a beautiful standard that he made famous for jazz musicians, and this is called It Never Entered My Mind by Richard Rodgers. And I've always liked that song, so we're going to do a special different rendition for you tonight, which will feature Alex on the Arco bass.
Thank you.
Ravel, one of my favorite composers, and I think it was something about the trip from Israel to L.A. when I was about 12 years old. We spent about 2 hours in Charles de Gaulle Airport. It may have influenced a little bit my love for French music. Ravel is someone who, the way his harmonies move and the way he wrote many, many pieces that had a programmatic nature, they told a story. They activated your imagination. So I was really touched by that. And one of the pieces he wrote was actually a tribute to the great Baroque composers, people like François Couperin. And so he wrote this piece. It was an homage to him. And when you pay an homage, the way you say it in French is you say le tombeau. You're at the tomb of the great master paying tribute to him. So this piece is the prelude, the first section of Le Tombeau de Couperin. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.